Vayter and Shas and Daf Nun Hey, picking it up on Nun Dal Amar Beis towards the bottom of the page, second wide line, middle of the line, Meisve. Rashi tells us this brings us back to Rabbi Acha, who said that we're token al kol musaf for musaf. Every musaf that we bring, we have its own set of tekiyas. He's now going to be in the hot seat, and we're basically going to knock him off. Let's take a look. Zaktagar Meisve Rosh Chodesh Chalios b'Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos. Shir Shor Rosh Chodesh Docha Shir Shor Shabbos. Then the shir, we know whenever they would be doing the karbanos, they would also have a shir that the Levim would sing, and they would do the tekiyas along with it on every shir. So it says Shir Shor Rosh Chodesh Docha Shir Shor Shabbos. It knocks off of Shabbos. Ah, Imisa, but Rav Acha, according to you, why should it knock it off? Let me the Shabbos, let me the Rosh Chodesh. Say both of them. Huh, looks like we knock them off. I'm Rav Safra. No. What does it mean? My Docha. That means docha lekadem. All it means is in terms of order, right? That we go ahead and we do one of them before the other. And what are we doing over here? We do Rosh Chodesh before you do Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara Vamai, why do you Rosh Chodesh for Shabbos? Don't we know the rule? Tadav Hashem, Tadav Kodem. We have something that comes more frequently, something less frequently. The one that's more frequently comes first, and that would be Shabbos, comes more than Rosh Chodesh. This is Gemara in Chinami. That is a general, but Amar Yochanan, Yochanan says, Leida Shehukba Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. It's in order that we should know that Rosh Chodesh was set up at its proper time, meaning that we had the proper witnesses and they saw the moon and everything is now glot. Rashi says, Hai Chashivusa of Dinan Le, Le Kera. It's just so we give its Chashivus of going first in order as a Hekera, so a recognizing sign, Shakru, the Pshita Lehu, Le Bezin, Shakdishu, Kilchaso. It was Pasha the Bezin. And they were makdish Rosh Chodesh, like it's halacha. Most people don't see the chash levana. Don't be worried about that. This taka for sure did happen, and he knew about it. Says the Gemara, really? Vahai hakir of dinan? Is that the hakir that they do in order to make sure that we know that this actually was done legit, that this was glad? Vahai hakir of dinan. Ha'akir achirinan of dinan. We have a different hakir that we do in order to know that it was actually done properly. What was this? Well, no, that was that and this in the same word. That's. What was it? The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah in Shkalim. Mechel ve'tamin shel shachar. And Rashi says right away, it doesn't mean only the fats. It means who did the choli varav. This is talking about all the limbs that they used to go ahead and they would burn. It was known as the fats, but it doesn't actually mean the fats. It means all of them. Hahu who did the choli varav, the chol evrei ola kari chelve. So what happened? It says that kol that chelvei tamid shel shachar nitanin mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. We know, as we've said many times, that we have the mizbeach, and the mizbeach had a ramp going up it, and the ramp was coming from the south, going towards the north, right? As you'd go up towards the north. And so when you're going up towards it, when you're facing the north, you have the west side further into Mesa Mesh and the east side, which is out further out. So he says, Nitan Mechatze Kevash Ulamata B'Mizrach means to say that they used to go and put all the Chalvei Tamid Shoshachar, it would go on the Kevash, on the ramp, on the east side, on the bottom half of the east side of the ramp. V'shal Musafin Nitanin Mechatze Kevash Ulamata B'Marav. The Musaf was put on the bottom left side, known as towards the west. V'shal Rosh Chodesh Nitan Tachas Karkov V'Mizbech Ulamata. It was put from the Karkov, which is the thing that went around the Mizbeach, which is further up on the Mizbeach, the Karkov, the Mizbeach Ulamata and down, and therefore they put it was on the part of the ramp that was higher up. Beep, turn the page, Nun Hey. Now, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and they did that in order to go ahead. Why? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Leidah Shehukba Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. The reason they did that is they should know that Rosh Chodesh was done the right time. So that was the hekar that they did. It wasn't the hekar that they. So why would you do? Why would you forego Tadav Shehen Tadir if you have this hekar already? Says the Gemara, Trei Hekar Avdi. They did two different hekara, two different things that were being makir that we could recognize that this happened. The Chazi Hai, the Chazi. One saw this one, then they knew, and one saw that one, then they knew as well. So he stayed alive. He did not get knocked off. Rabbi Acha is still alive. Every Musaf gets its own shtickle. Meisvei frak the Gemara. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel Yochel Kishem Shetoken Al Shabbos Bifnei Atzmo Val Rosh Chodesh Bifnei Atzmo Kach You Token Al Kol Musaf Umusaf. One would have thought that if you just like when you go out and you're Tokeh Shabbos on its own as its own shtickle going on. When we have the Musaf, we blow for it, and also the Rosh Chodesh, but by itself, you go and you blow the shofar, kachi, talking al kol Musaf, Musaf, so too, if it came together, if Shabbos Rosh Chodesh came together, you would do it also, each one its own, Tamid Lomer, uveros sheichod sheichem, to yufta, Rabbi Acha, this knocks off Rabbi Acha, what's this, huh, How did that knock it off? The answer is it does. How so? And now we explain. Tiyufta, my Talmud, what exactly, how did that knock it off? I'm Rabbi, I'm a Kral. Uvrashei chodsheichem. Hukshu kol chadashim kula ze leze. It's 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. My Talmud, how do we understand that knocked it off? Amar Abai Amar Krach. The Pasuk says, Uvrashei Chodsheichem, literally means the beginnings of the months. Hukshu kol chadashim kula ze leze. Compared all the months, one to the next. Meaning, every Rosh Chodesh, you blow the same amount no matter what happens. Rashi says, Lenin Tekius, Shetekius saying, Shavos, sometimes it's Shabbos Sunday, sometimes it's not Shabbos Sunday, but you still blow the same amount of blowings. And therefore, Naks of Rav Acha that said that it was going to be separate. Naks of Rabbi Achu said there's going to be separate blowings for each one of them. Rav Ashi says, Ksiv Chod Sheichem. It says Chod Sheichem, and Chod Sheichem is actually missing a Yud. So it's read as Chod Sheichem. Uksiv uvrashe, and it says by the head of it, but it's written uvrashe, which means not uvrashe, which means plural. So it's uvrashe chod shechem in the beginnings of your month, like as plural to singular. When do you have that coming together? Ve'ezah chodesh yesh lo shnei rashim. When do you have a month that has two beginnings, two heads? That's going to be Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Va'amar Rosh Hashanah because it's Rosh Hashanah and it's Rosh Chodesh. Amar Achmana Chod Sheichem, meaning to say in the singular form, Chadi, saying that it's only one. They only blow one set and you don't blow two. And therefore, this is again another way of understanding how we knock off Rabbi Acha. V'od Tanya, we have another Braisa, which also goes and knocks off Rabbi Acha. Not a good day for him. V'chol Shel Moed, on Chol Moed, what would they used to do? Every day they used to read, they would the Levium would say a different capital. So what do they do on each day? We're about to go through a list of the different things that we say, and then we're going to find out that what happens if Shabbos falls out on one of the days, and it's going to show us that if Shabbos falls on one of the days, then what do? That you knock off that normal days thing in place, you put Shabbos's, and therefore, why do you do that? Why don't you just say two of them must be, because it actually knocks off Rav Acha. So we're going to go through all of them, I'm going to read through it quickly, and then we're going to just break down why we say what we say on these days. V'otanya, b'chol shal mod b'rishon mayom, what did they say on the first day? Havu l'shem b'nei elim. B'sheni mayom, what did you say? V'larasha amar elukim. V'shishi mayom, what did they say then? Mi'akum li imreim. B'revi mayom, what did they say on the fourth day? Binu borim ba'am. B'chamishi mayom, what did they say? Asi rosi misevel shechmo. B'shishi mayom, which capital did they say? Yimoto komos de aretz. V'em chal Shabbos be'echad me'em. But if Shabbos fell out on one of those, yimotu yidche. Then what happens is the last one ends up getting pushed off. Because try to imagine, it's like you got seven dominoes set up there. I don't really want to use dominoes. Let's say seven donuts. Is that the right thing to do? Yeah, okay, let's go with donuts, just stam. First day is Yom Tov, we don't talk about it. We go about what we do in Chol HaMoed. So now you have days 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, or just of Chol HaMoed, it's 2 through 6, right? 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2 through 7, which is only 6 days. So imagine what you did is if Shabbos fills out on the third day, then what you do is you put it in between day 2 and day 3, and it pushes all the donuts over one. And then ends up being that the sixth day ends up being the seventh thing, and there is no seventh, therefore it gets knocked off entirely. It gets knocked off. If Safra Manach Bahu Simna, he placed a simon to remember what used to be said. Hum bihoi. That's how he used to put it. A papi manach bu simna hum habe. Bisamanach ambuha de safre. The different mnemonics they're giving are just the Rashi Tevos, the first letters of each one of them. And Rapapa, he held that you switch two of the days. That's why he has a different one. The word ambuha means a gedud. A gedud is like troops. And the safre means, a sofer means the people that would teach the kids, a teacher. So it's the teacher's troop. And the word sofer is a teacher. If safra is similar to the word sofer. And he says humbiyai. Humbiyai sounds like ambua, so you can remember who says what. That's just a way of remembering it. To yufta drav acha bar chanina, to yufta. So Taka, we end up knocking off Rav Acha bar chanina from three different ways, ultimately the last one being this braisa. Because why what do we say? They didn't say two of them in the same day, rather one pushed off. Then we ended up not saying day 6. So we would normally say that if Shabbos fell, let's say, on the first day of Yontif. Therefore, we go and we see that he's out. Rashi goes to explain each one of them why they said what they said. The first one, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, we said Havu LaHashem Bnei Elam. It literally means prepare for Hashem, give to Hashem Bnei Elam, the sons of Elam of power, those that are powerful. Havu LaHashem Bnei Elam, Havu LaHashem. Havu LaHashem Kavod V'Oz, right? To be daven on Shabbos. Now, this is the first day of Chol HaMoed, and when what was going on then, it was they were taking up the water to be able to do the Nisach HaMayim, and that's how we go ahead and they would honor Hashem. And so therefore we go ahead, and it speaks about the concept of also over the voice of Hashem was by the water, and by a lot of water over there, so therefore we go and we say that in the first day. Secondly, we see V'la Rasha Amar Elokim, the Pasuk says to the Rasha, Hashem says that full pasuk is Malacha Lasaper Chukai Vatisa Brisi Eli Picha. What are you going and saying? All my praises, all my mitzvos. Basically, someone who's not even listening to what's going on. So you're going to come. You're going to go. And you're going to celebrate over here. Celebrating good times. Come on, let's have a celebration. But why are you coming over here if you're not doing tshuva? You have to make sure that you do what you got to do. Number three, day three, we said Miyakum Li Imreim Miyatzasev Li Impoli Oven. Right? Who's going to get up and against those that are doing the wrong thing? It goes on to speak about the fact that we have to serve Hashem even if we're having a hard time. I know we know this is something which they went through really, really challenging stuff. The loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we go and we speak about this review that we said, Binu Borim Ba'am, which says that we have to be very careful to make sure that we do what we have to be doing in terms of when we get the food, all the harvesting comes right now. Make sure that you give everything you're supposed to give to the poor people. Make sure you do that. That's on Revi. On the Bachamish, in the fifth one, we said, Hasirosi Misevel Shechmo. Since the previous day also deals with like giving the smack, then make sure people are going to be doing what they're supposed to be doing and giving people gifts to the poor if they need. This is talking about to come to be menachim them, to comfort them, to make sure, don't worry about it, everything's good. But Shishi, what they said is, Yemotu Kolmoste Aretz. This also goes on to make sure that people are doing what they have to be doing in terms of giving stuff to poor people if they need, and bad things happen to come to the world when people don't do what they're supposed to be doing. Okay, take a look in the Rashis, read through them, and you'll see all the details there. Fine. At the end of the day, we do know that, nonetheless, that we see that Rabbi Acha has been totally knocked off. Amar Avina, Avina comes ask, but hold on a second. What about the fact? Oh, I skipped. V'ha Rabbi Acha bar Chanina kro masnisa kamar. We know that Rabbi Acha, he brought a psukim and a brisa that supports him. It says they actually double up on it. Right? We learned this in the beginning of yesterday's daf. So we said they didn't have to mention it, that the sons of Aaron, the Kohanim, that they blow the trumpets because he already said it. So we use this as a pasuk. And we backed it up. So how could you go ahead and say that it's nothing? What do we do with it? Ravina lo mesham richa b'tikios. What we learned from there is that we're mayrich in the tikios. We elongate them. We do them. We make them longer. So it's not that you double up, but you make it longer. Rabbanu tikisayim mishmei to Rav Acha Amrei. They say lo mesham mayrich b'tokim. What it is we add more people, more trumpet blowers to be there. But not that we actually double up on it, but we add more trumpet blowers. Rashi comes and explains what we're about to do right now is we're going to ask a question about Bnei Chutz La'aretz, that when they used to go ahead and do the different psukim that came along during Musaf, what did they used to say? Because if they're supposed to say certain psukim for certain days, day one, day two, day three, day four, they have different things, different psukim came up corresponding to different ideas. But since they were at the Sfeik of the Oma, so maybe day two is really day one, day three is day two, day four is day three, what do they do? V'anan de islan tre yome hechav dinan. Abay omer sheni yidche. It just knocks out the second day's one. So meaning day one, you say for whatever yontif is, day two is going to be yontif as well. So you say whatever yontif is, and day three, then you go on and continue like Bnei Eretz Yisrael do. So day two just get knocked out. That's the first answer. That's why Abai says it. Rav Amar Shvi Yidche says no. What you do is like we said before, the donuts that you push them over, it gets squeezed in, and the seventh one gets knocked out. So day one and day two, you do like day one and day two is the same as day two is the same as day one, and day three ends up becoming day two, and so on and so forth until day seven doesn't exist anymore. Tanya Kavasid Rava, we have one that actually supports Rava. Im Chal Shabbat Yospa Echad Mehen Yimotu Yidche. Like we said, that the donuts end up pushing it out. In Chal Shabbos, Yosef Echad Mehem, Yimot Yidcha, the sixth day, ends up getting knocked out. Askin Ameimar Ben Arda, De Medalge Daluge. Ameimar gives another answer. This is answer number three. And he says, no, you end up saying all of them. How do you end up saying all of them? Like I think we do, I believe this is what we do in our Siddur, right, that in our davening, that we go back and we say for each day, right? So what happens is, you end up saying on day one, you say day one. Day two, you say day, same thing. And day three, you end up saying two and three. Day four, you say three and four. Day five, day four and five. And five and, right, and so on and so forth. So you end up saying all of them. Zukt the next heilige Mishnah. Beep nun hey amud bais. Okay, now we know that there are 24 mishmaros of kahuna, and what they would do is they would switch off. They would every week there'd be another one, and then they would end up doing it twice over. Right, cause it was 24, and then 48 comes to a whole year. There's more weeks, but you also have yom tovim and things like that. And then yontif, when you'd have shal shigalim, everyone would be partake of it. Whatever was the special stuff done during those times. So now, Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, what they used to have on the first day of Sukkot, Hayu Sham Shlosha Sarparim Elim Shnayim V'Sair Echad. There were 13 bulls, 2 rams, and 1 goat. So if that in total comes out to 16. 16, then that means 16 of the Shmaros end up using that. That leaves over 8 more. Neshtayu Sham Arba Sar Kvasim Lishmona Mishmaros. So it ends over, there's going to be 14 left, 14 kvasim that are left over for 8 mishmaros. So this is how they would go and split it up. B'yom Rishon, on day one, Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, 6 out of the 8 that were left over would do 2 each, that would come out to be 12. V'ashar Echad Echad, and the other one would do 1 by 1, then it would be hit 14. B'sheni, but on day 2, we know that the bulls went down, the amount of bulls that they gave every day went down from 13 until 7. So it ended up being 1 less than Chamisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim. The first 5 did 2, that ended up being 10 in total. V'ashar Echad Echad, and then the rest of them ended up doing 1 each. Bashlishi on the third, this is how the system went. Arba Makrivim Shtayim Shtayim, 4 did 2 each. Bashar Echad Echad, and the rest of them did 1 each. Baravi in the next day, Shlosha Makrivim Shtayim Shtayim, Bashar Echad Echad. Bachamishi on the fifth day, Shtayim Makrivim Shtayim Shtayim, Bashar Echad Echad. Bashishi Echad Makrivim Shtayim, Bashar Echad Echad. Bashvi on the seventh day, Kulan Shavin ended up being only 7 extra, so all of them ended up doing 1. Bashmini, what about on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres? Chazir Lepayas Kamer Regalim. Then I'm going back to a pious, to a lottery. The reason why we have everybody able to be involved over here is it was just so beautiful and such Achdus, nice for like, for Salinu Sukkah Shalamecha. The reason why we had this is because there were so many carbonos, but on a regular holiday, there aren't that many carbonos that are going on. I mean, it's the case, they would have a pious, they'd have some lottery that they would work out. Amru, they would say, Mi Sheker of Parim Hayom, whoever ended up getting the pyre today, Lo Yaakov Lamachar, don't do it tomorrow. Rashi says that they wouldn't let any of the Mishmaros be able to do the Parim 2 days in a row. Lo Yaakov Lamachar, Ela Chosen Chalila. They would go in a circle. It would go in a circle. It would be Choser. They would take turns. Rashi points out that every Mishmar had an opportunity to bring 3 Parim throughout Sukkot, and 2 of the Mishmaros only had the opportunity of doing it 2 times. Okay, let's jump into the Gemara now. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Nema, let's say that Masis and our Mishnah is Rebbe. Rebbe, he velo Rabbanan, is not going in the world of the Rabbanan. Why is this? Rashi spells out the Ketani, Bishmini Chosen Lefayis Kibir Galim, because Sagadaita at this stage, we're thinking, the Kol Mishmaros Bosim Lefayis, all of them are coming to do the pious here. Rebbe, this is Rebbe and not the Rabbanan, and this is not the Rabbanan. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Par Abba Bishmini, Bitchila Mefayis in love. When we take the Par, the bull that we bring on the eighth day, they did a pious, a total brand new, everything's nice, everyone's evolved. Divrei Rebbe, Azakizak to Rebbe. Chamomrim, Achas Mishte Mishmaros, Delo Shilshu Beparim Oseoso. Only one of the last 2 watches that didn't have a chance to do a third time to bring the bull, they're the ones who go ahead and they do it. So sounds like our Mishnah is not like the Rabbanon. Says Gemara, feel the Rabbanon. Atu shtei mishmaros lo afusibai. Wrong chop. Lo afusibai. Don't they have to do a pious? So we'll just say that when the Mishnah says the lashon of that on the last day they would go out and do a pious, that, let me read it. Bishmini chozil lepayis begurugalim. That was only talking about the ones that ended up not getting it, but it doesn't mean everyone. So we give it to the missions like the Rabbanan. Frek the Gemara, Kaman Ozla, who is it like? How the Tanya, the following Brisa. Kol Mishmaros Shonos and Mishal. So it's all of the Mishmaros, all 24 of them have the chance to do a second and a third time that could bring the power on Sukkot. Chutz Mishnei Mishmaros Shonos and Mishal. Except for 2 that end up getting only 2 and not 3. Name a Rebbe, Velor Rabbanan. Should we say it's Rebbe and not according to Rabbanan? Because according to Rabbanan, if it's only
those two end up, only the ones that didn't get end up doing the mishmah, do the pius, and end up actually getting to do it as well. So it's not two left over. This is gemara afilu tamei rabbanan. Give a say it's a rabbanan. Milo shilshu. What does it mean they didn't get a third chance? It means b'par echag on sukkahs itself. They get on shmini etzeres, but it's not going to be a par of the chag. Forget the gemara. Shkoyach. I mean, forget that ourselves. Why do you need to tell us that? Hakamash malan that mi shehikrav par mayom lo yekrav lemachar. It teaches us that someone we come to learn from that someone who did it on one day wouldn't do it on the next day. It goes like in a circle. Everyone gets a chance to go ahead and do it. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hani Shivan Parim Kenegin Mida. The 70 Parim that we brought, the 70 cows that we brought on Sukkos, who are they for? What does that mean, 70? Because 13, if you add up all of them, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, and 7, going throughout the days, it comes out to 70. Who are they for? Why did we bring them? And so the Gemara, Keneged Shivan Unos, so for the 70 nations of the world. What were the 70 nations of the world? What for? Rashi says it was in order to be able to be a kapara for them, that Parish Chag Shivim Him, Chutz Mishal Shmini, not including the 8th, by the 70 Umas, Lechaper Aleim, Sheherdu Gesham, so rain should fall, B'chol Olam, the whole world, Lefisha Nidonim, V'chag Alamayim, were judged on the Chag for water. And what about Shmini Atzeres, the power we brought then? Par Yechidi Lama, why did we bring it then? Can I get Umi Yechida? That's for one Uma, that's for that one individual one, meaning us, the Jewish people. Mashal Lamelech Basav Adam is a mashal for the king. Sha'amil Avadah said to his servants, Asuli Suda, go make for me a big Suda. Liyom Acheron, on the last day, Amar Lavav, he said to his beloved ones, Asuli Suda Katana, make for me a small meal, Kadesha Hena Mimbechas Hashigarana, just for you, just me and you. Rashi says, Ain Li Anoya Vikoras Ruach, Bishel Elu, Ela Bishalach. I only get pleasure and benefit from being with you. Amar Rav Yochanan, Oylehem lo evdichavim. Woe to the goyim sheibdu ve'inyodim hashibdu. They went ahead and they lost and didn't even know what they lost. Bismach the Beis Hamikdash kayam mizbeach v'chaper lehem. The time the Beis Hamikdash was around, the mizbeach was mechaper for them. Ve'achshav and now they went and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Mi mechaper lehem. What's going to be mechaper for them? So they destroyed something they didn't even realize what they destroyed. They destroyed themselves. Beautiful. Zok, the next Heilige Mishnah. B'shloshim prakim mishanim, three times of the year, meaning Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Hayukol Mishmah, Shavuos, everybody was equal and they got the stuff. But what does it mean they got the stuff, as we're going to see? It means they got the stuff that was particular to the Shalosh Regalim and not the other things that were about all the time. Be'imori Regalim, with the Emurim, which even though those are things that are normally burned, Rashi says, the guards are going to explain how this makes sense that they're getting something from it. Uvechilik lechem aparim, and though it split up the lechem aparim, normally only the mishmar that was working that time got it, but now that it's split up amongst everyone that was there, ba'atzeres, and even shavuos, what happened to even shavuos, we're talking about here shavuos that was on Shabbos, Omer lo, then the Kohen, who was in charge of giving out the stuff, would say, the person who was getting it, Helech matzah, Helech chametz. Here, take matzah, meaning the lechem upon him is made of matzah, and Helech chametz, that was a shtei lechem, is made out of chametz. They got equal amounts. Mishmar shizmano kavua, but let's say it was a person, the mishmar that was supposed to be there that particular time, who makir, they go out and they could bring the, I stopped early. Who makav tamidim, nidarim, nidavos, shakarban asibur, or makav zakol? They're the ones who go ahead and they bring whatever has to be done over there. The tamid that was brought over there, and the nidarim and the nidavos that people had to bring, or shakarban asibur, all the different types of karbanos, or makav zakol, they're the ones who get all of that kind of stuff. It's only the extra stuff that happens, particularly on Yontif, on the Shal Shagalim, that is going to be split up amongst everyone else. Freck, the Gemara Rashi told us, is going to ask a Muir, a Golem, Shal Gavon, and what do you mean Muir? The Muir, the part that they used to burn on the Mizbech was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could they go and split it? Rav Chisa says, no, Masha Amu Bur Golem. A Muir means Amur. The things that were said on the Golem, those extra stuff, that is where they were used to go and they would split it. But the Muirim obviously were given to Hashem. Tanu Rabbanon Minayin. From where do we know Shakol Mishmar Shavus by Muir Megalim? How do we know that all the Kohanim are allowed to go ahead? Meaning all the 24 Mishmaros. It's not only a particular the people that are working the Beis Hamikdash that week have the ability to going ahead and doing during the Shalosh Regalim to go ahead and bring the different Karbanos to Muir. Tamid Lomar Uba Bechol Avas Nafsha V'Sheiris. The pasuk says, and he comes Bechol Avas Nafsha with all the desire of his nefesh, of his soul, and then he goes ahead. And the Vesheris, then he could serve, which means that you're going to go ahead and he's allowed to give anything that he wants. It's fine. Yachal Afeshayim Mosashana Kane. You'd have thought that maybe he could do it during the rest of the year also. Any Kohen can come in at the base of the at any time and do whatever they want. Tamid Lomar Me'achad Sharecha. But success from one of the cities.
from Me'achad Sharecha means Lo Amarti Ela B'Shal Shekol Yisrael Nechasam B'Sharechad. The only time we said this, that all the Mishmaros have the ability of doing all this, is when everyone's coming in at one gate. What does that mean, everyone's coming at one gate? That all of Kaaso is coming by Shal Shregalim. If they're all coming by Shal Shregalim, then you have the ability of going ahead and bringing it. But if not, then you can't just do it whenever you want. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.